place. The only movement was a labored pace. Kelpor agreed to take us home. The other magician we left alone. They had called a truce just a while ago. So here we were in a world of stone, of stone, of stone. In the rock, this was where we came in. We all started to talk at once, at once, at once, at once, at once, at once, at once. Kelpor said,
shut up. You want to go home? Shut your mouth. Shut up. It's important that you do this or you'll never see your home again. So tell you again now, shut up, I've got to concentrate.
Poof, an energy in a cloud of smoke, and left us poor boys on our own. We could only guess where he'd gone off to, then suddenly he reappeared. I found the way out, so hurry it up. He motioned to a gaping hole. We staggered back from the awful stench of excrement.
We gotta jump through that.
Summoned the nerve and jumped into the stinking pit, and through the tunnel we tumbled and fell, and then we emerged from under a tail.
Oh, it was me and now, but in a little box.